Today, we'd like to see the title of No Greater Burden Than These Necessary Things in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verses 22 up to 41. Number one, in verse 22, then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send a chosen man of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading man among the brethren. What can we observe and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 28, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. What does it mean? When, what can we learn from here? Question 3. In verse 39, then the connection became so sharp that they parted from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark as a sailed to Cyprus. What can we observe from the contention between Paul and Barnabas, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, Paul and Barnabas brought the issue of the necessary thing of a circumcision for salvation to the church of Jerusalem in book of Acts, chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other men should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. James, the chief apostle, Jesus' half-brother, at the Jerusalem church, suggested that the whole church was pleased and sent the following letter. Verse 22, question 1. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own companies. Basically, to send those men pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church, meaning at Jerusalem church, company to Antioch, the Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading man among the brethren. When the Jerusalem church sent this letter to Paul and Barnabas, from verses 23 to 29, they wisely sent some of the spiritual leaders, here prophets, in verse 32, Judas and Silas, to take the letter to Antioch, so that they could not accuse Paul or Barnabas of forging a letter over whatever. Therefore, was no room to be tempted by Satan. Judas and Silas verbally confirmed, verse 29, and exhorted and strengthened in verse 32, it is observed they sought God, they found God's will. So First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9, as for you, my son Solomon, know God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all the heart and understands all the intent of the thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Verse 23, they wrote this letter by them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren. The apostles, the elders, and brethren in Christ at Jerusalem Church sent the letter to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. The Jewish Christians at Jerusalem Church sent this letter to the Gentiles Christians in Antioch City, Syria region, and Cilicia area in the north bound of Jerusalem. Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. 24. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your soul, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. We, the Jerusalem Church, heard of our members telling you about the circumcision law requirement for salvation, which we did not command, caused troubles. It seemed good to us, being assembled with the one accord, to send the chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Everyone at Jerusalem Church reached one accord over the unanimous agreement through previous discussions to send this letter by Judas and Silas with Barnabas and Paul. Appeared good to everyone. What a beauty in the work of the Holy Spirit for the unity. 26. Men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul and Barnabas have dedicated their lives to Jesus, as we the Christians should do so. 27. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. Judas and Silas delivered the letter and reported the same things as our words in verse 28-29. For because it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. They sought the mind of Holy Spirit, the mind of God, the mind of the Lord, or the heart of God. It is not necessary of the circumcision law, the great burden to you for salvation, except the practical things in verse 29. This suggestion seemed good to the Spirit, that good to us, because we love the Lord. So first of all, gooder the Spirit. So that suggestion seemed good to us too. So as long as whatever appears good to the Spirit, it appears to us, the children of God. Verse 29, did you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from the things strangled, and from sexual immorality? At that time, in concerns of Jewish Christians' conscience, you, the Gentile Christians, should not eat the meat for the unity. First, those meats. Those kinds of meats. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, 12, 13. But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. from sexual immorality, not only allowed the immoral sex conduct, but immoral sex heart to every Christian. Either Jews or Gentiles is practical, simple, and basic. Matthew chapter 5:28. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If you care, you will do well, fare well. If you do, you'll do fine. Goodbye. That's a spiritual gift of wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 8 to 11. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of a miracle, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing or giving to each one individually as he wills, as God wills. Verse 30, so when they were sent to offer, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. Judas and Silas came to Antioch church in Syria region, with Paul and Barnabas, they delivered the letter. Verse 31, when they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement. They read the encouraging letter and rejoiced all together. Verse 32, now Judas and Silas themselves being prophets also exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. A prophet is a person who foretells or foretells. Here Judas and Silas foretell or speak forth ethical words of God to exhort or encourage enter church. Exhorted, strengthened the brethren with many words. Prophets may speak edification, exhortation, and comfort them. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to man. 33. And after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. Judas and Silas stayed at the Antioch church for a while and went back to Jerusalem church. But, 34, however, it seemed good to Silas to remain there. But Silas remained at Antioch church to be good, but Judas returned to Jerusalem. 35, Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many other also. The Antioch church let the substance of Christ increased by Paul, Barnabas, and many others teaching and preaching. That is a discernment of who increases for the mind of the Spirit, a person, a group of people, such as a local church or a denomination, or a Christ. CCH desperately desires to let Christ increase and let us decrease. John chapter 8:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. Luke 24:27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, she expounded to them. Jesus expounded to the disciples, went down to Emmaus, in all the scriptures, the things concerned himself, all scriptures, is Jesus himself. So talks about Jesus himself. That's the substance and Jesus. So that kind of down discernment to who into the mind of spirit, a person focus. Okay, the substance. 36. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, 3 years after the first mission trip of Paul, said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Paul wanted the second mission trip, seeing the spiritual status of the local churches planted at the first mission trip, that Paul asked Barnabas. 37. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark. Barnabas wanted to join John Mark into the company in the second mission trip. 38. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Paul did not want to take John Mark because he had quitted from the mission trip. Book of Acts 13:30. Here is a disagreement. 13:13. When Paul and his party sent sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John Mark, departing from them, in other words, quitting from them, returned to Jerusalem. 39. Question 3. Then the contention became so sharp that they departed from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. The disagreement became the contention, the work of a flesh, or the lack of the gentleness. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19-20. Now the work of flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, cleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies. Titus chapter 39. But avoid the foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and striving about the Lord, for they are unprofitable and useless. 2 Timothy 2:24. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. They departed from one another. Paul was separated from Barnabas. So Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. God allowed the contention, resulting in two mission teams. Barnabas' team to Cyprus and Paul's team for the second mission trip in Minor Asia. God is over all. Romans chapter 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. So Barnabas and Paul of God, to those who are called according to God's purpose. So those are called by God according to God's purpose. God is of all. But later in the fourth mission trip, Paul reconciled with Mark and recognized him as a co-minister, in other words, a fellow laborer. Colossians chapter 4:10. Aristarchus, this is the first mission trip Paul sent this letter in first imprisonment. My fellow prisoner greets you. With Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, here clearly Mark, John Mark, about whom you received the instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. Philemon chapter 1:24. As do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers. Here he says to my fellow laborers. So here clearly fellow laborers. 2 Timothy 4:11, only Luke is with me, get Mark and bring him with you. This one is the second, final, last imprisonment sent to 2 Timothy. Bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. So we see, you know, the false ministry and the last, you know, imprisonments. So the letter Paul reconciles the kind of thing we see there. The last imprisonment. Imprisonment is here we can learn that one Holy Spirit can work in many ways. That is the unity through diversity. So we should agree gently different ways in the unity of Christ and let them go, let God. No contention, but gentleness, not dissension, but diversity in the unity. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 6. They are diversity of gifts, many kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. They are difference of ministry, even if the same minister, but different. One minister is like second mission tree in Minor Asia. The other one is to Cyprus, you know, different ministry. But the same Lord, but they are diversity of activity, operations, the method, the way is different. But it is the same God who works all in all. Book of Acts chapter 4, 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. Only one through Jesus Christ, one unity. But Book of Acts chapter 20, you have made known to me the ways of life. There is a plural, ways of life. You will make full of joy in your presence. Ways, many, many ways, diversities. 40. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commanded by brethren to the grace of God. Paul departed the second mission trip with Silas in God's grace as the Antioch church prayed. 41. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthened the churches. Paul and Silas strengthened the churches through Syria and the Cilicia regions in the second mission trip. So we covered all through questions. Let's sing all together the Blue Book Maranatha song, last one, page 51, number 12.